What time is it?
5:35.
Thank you. 5:35.
5:50.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, speak.
In the Braj Leela, is there, can you give some information on the difference between knowing something and experiencing, like, the rasa of it? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, why not? You're a sensible person. That makes sense. What's the difference between knowing and experiencing? One is called jnana, one is called anubhav. Jnana means knowledge and anubhav means experience. So anubhav, like what it says, in terms of these topics, when we come to bhava bhakti, rasa cannot be experienced until we come to bhav.
Oh, I mean not as a sadhaka, but like imperfection, like...
Yeah.
Like, for instance, say...
Well, because your question was, what's the difference between knowing and knowing about rasa and tasting rasa? Is that what you're saying?
Not exactly. Like,
well, get it exact.
I have to clarify a little bit. It's, like, say, for instance, a gopi or someone in Braj knows of something going on in Braj, but they're not specifically witnessing it with their own eyes or seeing it, but they know of it. Maybe someone told them something, maybe they're hearing something like that.
So I don't get what you're saying. In other words, there's aprakat and prakat, there's aprakat, lila, and prakat. Prakat means manifest, tangible, seeable, visible, 5,000 years ago, prakat. And aprakat means invisible, it's not manifest. Krishna left, he's in Golok. But if you're on the level of bhava bhakti, on the level of bhava bhakti or prema bhakti, you can enter the aprakat layer. Yogamaya will open up that reality and show that reality. Because Goloka is here. It's not like you don't get in a rocket ship and go to Golok. I wrote an article about that. You know, Goloka is a state of consciousness. It's Krishna consciousness. So there are many people in Braj, not many, it must be some, on a level of Prem and Bhav, they sit down and meditate, they see a little in meditation, they enter a little, they use seva, and they experience Ras. Because when a heart is softened by bhava bhakti, then you can have rasa swadhan. Because to taste rasa, you have to mix different factors together. There's five components. Vibhava, anubhava, sattvic bhava, all these things together. Vyavachari bhava. So all these bhavas mix together. Because when one comes to the level of bhava and bhakti, he's eligible to taste rasa. Unless, if he doesn't do Sadharani, it's in chapter 5 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If he doesn't practice Sadharani Karan, if he's at the level of bhava and he doesn't practice Sadharani Karan, he won't actually be able to taste ras. And that's a method of sadhana at the level of bhava bhakti. So until we come to the level of bhava bhakti, we're reading, we're learning, we're hearing, we're knowing. We're getting to know, and we're getting reflection. We're getting, because it's like if you stand on the shore of the beach where the waves are crashing, some little misty water comes on your head. You're not in all the water. So when you, as you move up the devotional scale, from Nishtha to Ruchi to Asakti, and it's on the threshold of Bhav, then you start getting more and more attached to Krishna, and you get more and more taste in bhakti. And that taste becomes full experience of rasa swadhan at the level of bhava. Before that, the taste gets sweeter and sweeter as our heart gets purer and purer. But we won't relish rasa until we come to bhava. And it says in Nectar of Devotion, two symptoms of bhava. One is sadurla. It's very rare to come to the level of bhava bhakti in one life. And moksha laguta krit. Moksha laguta krit. When you come to the level of bhava, the idea of moksha will be very light, lagu. It's insignificant. You don't care about going back home, back to Godhead. You don't care about salvation, all these things. But before that, we want to go back to Godhead. But if you're relishing rasa swadan, you're relishing madhurya rasa at the level of bhava, you're atmaramata, you become self-satisfied and blissful. And if you die and don't attain perfection in that life, and come back and take another birth, very quickly you'll be at the level of bhava bhakti at a very young age and start up again. Sometimes sadhus, they run away from home when they're 10 or 11 from Bengal, they come to Braj, they meet some saint, take diksha, and they live a few years and die because they only had a few more years to attain perfection. There are many stories like this. Young sadhus come and spend a couple of years doing intense bhajan because they almost finished their course last life, but not quite. So they don't hang around a long time. They die young. Like Advaita's guru, he was 56 or 53, 52, he finished his business, went back, gone. You see a few people and go, why? There was bhakta, Advaita was telling me, there was famous bhakta of Brajamanda called Bhakta Balak.
Balabhakta Om Prakash.
What?
Balabhakta Om Prakash.
Balabhakta Om Prakash. It was some little kid bhakta. Bal means little kid. Balak. Little kid came to Braj, and as soon as he got here, he was just chanting, Radhi, 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 like mad, like in madness and crying. And everybody understood that he's a high devotee. He's just a little kid. He just said, Radhi, 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 glossy, blissful eyes. And he just stayed a little while and died. He's famous. It was just, 50 years ago or something. Bhakta Balak Om Prakash. Lucky kid. Didn't have to grow up and go to college and all that junk. Waste so much valuable time. I pray for the blessings of Bhakta Balak. Braj is a phenomenal place. Full of amazing stories, amazing people. You're an amazing person yourself. You live in Braj. You're also amazing. Was that okay with that one?
That was nice too, but I think I'm
keep writing.
My question wrong again. If you want, I can try again.
Okay, let's try. I'm gonna make a new folder. I don't know why.